Get pumped up, mamas. In today's episode, we are diving into 7 ways of how to incorporate exercise into your life with your children. Whether you're struggling to find time for yourself or you want to create a fun bonding experience, I've got you covered. But hey, I do understand if you prefer that solo gym session too, because sometimes that exercise time is the only form of self-care time or you time. So this isn't about how, you know, you need to be forcing your kids to join your workouts. It's truly about finding what works best for you to be able to incorporate movement into your day for you and to overcome any excuses or limiting beliefs around not being able to exercise because of the lack of time or the lack of personal space having your kids in your bubble 24/7. All right, so join me as I share my personal journey and top tips for exercising with my little ones since they were just 6 weeks old. I'll be sharing 7 practical tips, consistency, simplicity, having fun, and I hope that these will empower you and your little ones on your wellness journey. So if you're wondering, how the heck do I work out with my children? Get ready to make exercise a joyful and fun bonding experience. Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I want to take a minute and truly thank all of my moms who have ever emailed me in the past, sent me a message in the past, joined our motherhood empowerment community, have enrolled in the Balanced Mom Method course or another ebook. The immense gratitude and love I have for you and everyone listening to the show, it's powerful. And I want to just push that energy, push that gratitude on to you today. And I'm proud of you for always being here, also being here, right? Because that means too that you are done living in autopilot, that autopilot survival mode that you're so used to. You're ready to make that change. You're ready to shift. You're ready to up-level and pivot and expand your life. Now, before we dive into this episode, I want to share something like really exciting within Naturally Empowered Living and the Balanced Mom Method community. With a lot of student requests, a lot of edits on my part, a lot of learning curves on my part, because I had no idea where or how to start in this project. But it is here, it is live. The Balanced Mom Method Habit Tracking Journal is now available in hard copy format over on Amazon. Woohoo! Like, ring the bells. Like, it has been a long time coming because I am such a big hard copy person too. So I knew that this had to be a thing once the Balanced Mom Method course launched. So if you're unfamiliar about this habit tracking journal, it is intended to use after the completion of the Balanced Mom Method course or the coaching experience, or even the Regain Control and Love Your Life ebook to be able to learn the foundation and the fundamentals behind my IASI approach and truly the format behind the planner and why it is formatted and created the way that it is. A little bias here, but it is the only habit tracking journal you will ever need as a mom. It's a combination planner and journal, and it helps you strategize your life to wake up from autopilot and break free from that survival mode, monotony, through learning how to tune into mindfulness, self-awareness, self-assessment, self-discovery, and habit tracking, right? That's like the unsexy piece is the actual tracking, that audit piece. But the Balanced Mom Method Habit Tracking Journal, it truly is. It's a 3-in-1 planner, journal, habit tracker. They're simple, powerful habits that you'll find in there to really find yourself again and love yourself again through this beautiful journey of motherhood and life. Because living in survival mode, it doesn't have to be your normal. You have everything. I say this at the end of every episode because I truly believe this to my core, in my heart. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. And again, bias, I believe, the services and resources within the Balanced Mom Method help you do that. They help you reclaim your mindset, rediscover your identity, feel connected to yourself on a soul level to get to that root of cultivating real change. Because first and foremost, I've been through it. Like I've been through that journey. I've helped other moms through that journey. And I truly believe through the neuroplasticity, through the power of being able to recondition and rewire your brain, your mindset, it's possible, right? The science behind it, but also bringing it back to like that higher self piece, that soul level piece, that faith piece. You can do this. And the best of freaking all, your breakthrough, it's going to feel doable and achievable and sustainable with these services and with this journal, because this tracking journal, it really does condense everything that you'll learn in the Balanced Mom Method online course. And it simplifies it for you in a daily, weekly, monthly tracking format for you to be able to use after the course. Because again, this is your life work. So let this tracker help you take the guesswork and the busy work out of creating your own lifestyle planner. So you can head to the link in the show notes or type the Balanced Mom Method Habit Tracking Journal in over on Amazon, and you could choose between hard copy and paperback form. And also, if you do feel that you need this whole package and you are not a student of in the Balanced Mom Method enrolling in the course or my coaching experience, you can go check out the course, right? You can complete a step-by-step breakdown of how to make these habits, to make this transition, this transformation, these changes, the work, your life work, how you can make this work within your life. Go check out the Balanced Mom Method online course to be able to step out of survival mode and into a life of mental strength, confidence, clarity, peace, presence, balance, joy within your life. Say yes to reclaiming control and embrace your journey and embrace the transformative power within you. So go to bit.ly/TBMM course or just grab the link in the show notes. It'll be linked there. Okay. So, all right. I know that was a big old tangent, but I had to share it. Super, super exciting news within our community this week. So on to today's chat, something so near and dear to my heart, how to incorporate exercise into your life with your children. Now, I feel that I went off on how important exercise is for you and how beneficial it is for your health, your mindset, your well-being, your inner self, all the things over on episode 37 of this show. So you could listen to that later, listen to that now if you haven't listened to it yet. So today we're jumping right into how to work out with your kids. Because let it be, maybe you're struggling to just find that time altogether because you never have a second to yourself. Your kids are always on top of you and you're like, I want to start working out, but how do I do this? Or maybe you wish to create a fun, new quality bonding experience, bonding time with your children, and you want to show them an example, right? You want to show them an example of how to take care of you and your body and show them the empowerment of just the appreciation and gratitude for our bodies and all that they do for us. We're going to be diving into 7 ways for how to exercise with your kids. Now, this isn't like a demand for you to include your kids into your workout because I get it. If you enjoy taking that time to go to the gym alone, awesome. If you use your workouts as your you time, perfect. This is simply what has worked for me the past 4 years of being a mom, the past 8 years working with clients who are moms, and the workup in motion of how exercise became such a crucial part of my being over the past 10 plus years. I mean, I did play sports since like I was a little girl, but like really the actual relationship of me and exercise, it took a pretty scary spin in college. And coming out of that space only helped me be able to grow in areas I didn't know that I had within myself. And also now know that I can use that experience to help heal others as well. I heard this quote actually today, crazy, ironically enough, as I knew that I was sitting down to record this episode, I was getting my workout in and the trainer said, "Movement is medicine, but just like any medicine, your dosage still matters." So I was like ODing, you know, on exercise in the past. So I had to learn how to incorporate it and truly know what my body is capable of, but not overexert it to the point of the struggles that I was going through also. So that dosage still matters. I thought that was so powerful. So let me be fully transparent when I say, like, for that, you know, I will never restrict myself again in my life. I will never force a solution onto you either. And I will never tell you to not listen to your own intuition or your own gut about something. Because for too many years, I whittled away my body and my mind. I whittled it away by thinking I needed to be smaller. I had to work out longer. I needed to be better because of this. And everything I did just wasn't good enough. So in that mentality, it got me into the lowest place of my life, physically, mentally, spiritually. And after many years of intentional growth, I have learned how to rewire those shoulds, these expectations that I put in the past on my mind and body. And I was able to learn how to still be addicted. Like, I love like that high, that rush that you get when you exercise and that you work out. It instantly is a mood booster. So I learned how to still be addicted, quote unquote, to fitness, but also know that there's other factors that are just as important. Remember that dosage, right? So to be on a consistent self-love and self-worth journey, it helped me realize how much I am truly capable of and how much, like, when you hit rock bottom, you can come back, right? You can claw your way out of that. And by golly, like, becoming a mother and literally growing human life inside of us, inside of you, mom, right? I'm talking to you right now. You grew life inside of you for 9 months. How impactful in itself to prove to you, to prove to us that miracles are possible. They are possible. You have your beautiful children. Just think of how, like, you know, going back to the birds and the bees here, but truly, like, miracles are possible. So now, part of my own self-healing enables me to empower my little ones, right? To never settle and know their worth from the inside out. So you might be thinking, like, okay, how does this tie together? Like, I know, I understand exercise might be important, but maybe, you know, how can I incorporate this into my life? How do I work out with my kids? I'm so glad you asked. I've been exercising with my children, with my oldest is now 4.5. My gosh, he's going to be 5 years old. He's starting 4K in the fall and I'm not okay about it. But I started working out with him when he was 6 weeks old. When I got cleared to exercise, I vowed, because nap time was always my work time, even though both my children were anti-sleeping for a long, long time. But I always wanted to work out when they were awake. It was just something that I wanted to do. So it never, seldom, I don't want to say never, but it doesn't always look pretty, okay? So it doesn't have to be perfect, but I don't want to get ahead of myself here. So here are my top tips for incorporating your children into your exercise routine. Number one, consistency and simplicity. Trust that it will become a habit and a part of your shared routine. You have to believe it, okay? When exercise becomes a part of your routine, it will become a part of theirs. If you feel it's impossible, no, it will get easier with consistency and simplicity, one day at a time. Your kids, they are adaptable, right? If you stick with it, they will get used to their new routines too. So don't expect perfection, but I don't want to get ahead of myself either. Okay, so number two, get them situated with breakfast or a show or toys and work out in front of them. So if you don't want to, like, actually incorporate them into your workout, just get them situated with something. Have it be during a meal, or have them, you know, have their screen time during that, or have toys out so you're able to work out in front of them. So, well, I mean, you get what I mean, like, not like completely in front of them, but to where you're able, you know, to be able to see them and stuff too. So simply put, just get into a position where they can be occupied for, I don't want to say 20 to 30 minutes, because I know, like, in all reality, that one position might not be realistic 99% of the time. So you could just start with having them in the high chair if they're still young enough. Like, that's my number one way to keep my youngest contained, is to put her in a high chair with a snack. Bam, she's good, probably for 20 minutes, easy. So if, you know, if that 20 to 30 minutes is not realistic for you, you could start, you know, at the snack table with a meal or snacks, and then move them to play or to finish your workout with you. Number three, is to have workout-only toys. We have a super small house, so I'm very specific and intentional with our toys because we can't really have a lot either. So I have specific toys that are in the kids' room, that are in our living room, that are in my and my husband's room, and that are within our workout space downstairs. So changing that up helps so much because it's like different, what's the word that I'm looking for? Stations, right? This makes sure that we're always like entertained with something different and something new, and it helps keep their attention, you know, for a little bit longer. Number four is actually incorporate them, use them, not use them. You know what I mean? Work out with them. So this is my absolute favorite. I should have put this in number one, but try to incorporate your kids into your actual workout, right? So depending on their age, you can do this a few different ways. If they're a baby, you could hold them while you're doing the moves. It's a perfect replacement for weights. I just want to give you a fair warning though. It's fun for them too, which means that they'll want to work out with you forever. And now I have two children who are fighting over who gets to be held by me during, you know, my squats or my lunges or something like that. So if you have an older child, like a toddler, you can get them a set of kid weights. Like there's like rattles, like rattle weights or like 1 pound weights. Like Jace is 4.5, you know, he's on that verge where I could give him like, you know, a pound weight. And feel that he's safe with it because they're like mesh material too, like walking weights. So you could get them a set of kid weights and share like your other equipment with them that's safe for them to play with, like a step or like if you have exercise bands or things like that. You can include them into a family-friendly workout, encourage them to imitate the moves you're doing. Oh my gosh, my daughter, she's 1.5 years. She just like started like to squat with me, right? And I was doing jump squats actually today. And she can't jump quite yet, but she was like trying to jump and squat back down. It's just the cutest thing, right? So just, it's such a beautiful thing. And when you make fitness fun, again, I'm getting ahead of myself. These are all like intermixed, right? When you make fitness fun, I mean, it's just fun and more enjoyable for everyone. And another bonus here is getting them involved. It also burns energy, right? So your kids like might not be able to do all the moves that you're doing, but they're going to try. And with that trying, they're going to burn that energy just rather than, you know, sitting around the house or if you're not able to go outside because it's raining that day or whatever it is. Like, trust me, I have no shame in screen time. We have screen time every day, but I would so much rather have them, of course, like work out with me and like play around with me, right? So number five is remember that you're setting an example. Your children see you making yourself a priority. You are teaching them how important it is to take care of your individual needs. In my opinion, anxiety, depression, burnout, they are so widespread because we don't make our mental and physical health a priority sometimes. So when we shove that under the rug or, you know, there's so many factors, so I don't want to get too in depth in there, but you can go back to episode 37. I kind of touched on a little bit more of how, you know, your hormones are so much affected and how you release hormones and different factors within your body than things that happen when you exercise, and it is a mood booster, all right? And you release hormones that help in reducing anxiety, depression, and things of that nature also. Number six is don't expect the best, most intense workout of your life. So, I mean, with that, because there's going to be breaks, there's going to be things that, you know, it's just going to happen. When you accept it's not going to be perfect, but you make it still a priority, knowing that you'll still have to overcome those challenges and distractions during your workout. Like, you just jump the biggest hurdle of your excuses, right? And my favorite program, this is funny. I don't want to say my favorite program, but this is a program that is near and dear to my heart because I did it postpartum. This is the first program I did with both my children because it was only 20 minutes long. But it would take me like 40 minutes to an hour sometimes to do this 20-minute long workout because of just the breaks and the interruptions. Like if you have that time, that space, if you're home anyway with your kids, like it's just such a fun breakup within your day, right? So in that program also, it helped me get into personally just amazing shape, right? I felt good. I physically felt I was getting my energy back. So this is with, you know, the interruptions, the holding the children sometimes, the working through the tantrums, the breaking to play, and just so much in between, right? So don't expect like the most intense workout of your life, but you're getting the movement in, and that is what matters. And number seven, have fun. You could get outside, play a sport, go for a walk. Like exercising, moving your body, it doesn't have to mean, you know, doing that traditional type workout with weights and dumbbells or doing it, you know, following a trainer on your TV or tablet or whatever it is, right? You could actually just go for a walk or get outside and do some sort of activity to get your movement in. So a moral of this episode here is exercise is so impactful for your life, and being able to have your kids see it, understand, and learn the value behind it too, it may help instill positive health habits, body positivity, and that endorphin rush that no one can complain about, literally ever feeling good, right? You're showing that amazing example for your children. And again, I mentioned this in episode 37, but I have a free health tracker for you that will house your entire transformation journey, from your starting your goals to, you know, steps to achieving them, breaking down accountability check-in dates, progress trackers, reflection entries, affirmations, and even some sample free workouts. So you can head to naturallyempoweredliving.com/free-resources and enter your name and email, and you'll get access to my entire library of free resources to help you towards your comeback mama. And just to note, this is different than the Balanced Mom Method Habit Tracking Journal I shared at the beginning of this episode, that the Habit Tracking Journal is that 3-in-1 journal to be used basically like for every aspect of your life, right? After you go through the Balanced Mom Method course to be able to move forward in your journey using like tracking all of your health habits and just your lifestyle in general. Things like morning mindset, daily intentions, gratitude, planning, appointments. Yes, your wellness journey is in with that, but more so your entire lifestyle. All right, I digress there. Check the show notes for all the things. Thank you so much for holding this space for me today, mamas. So, so thankful for you. I'm sending so, so much light. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. Sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please leave mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.